This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into this Friday, let's head into it the best way. As we start our day right, by taking time with God. Time with God, listening to Him, speaking to Him. You know, that's what prayer is all about. It's conversation with God. Conversation. It's not just you bringing a list of things you want to ask Him for. It's not just you bringing things you want to praise Him for, even. It's you coming to listen first. Lord, what do you have to say to me? How do you want to speak to me from your word today? And then opening the Bible and allowing God to speak to you. And as He speaks to you, responding to Him and talking to Him and interacting with Him. That's prayer. And also bringing your requests and worship and praise. All of it's wrapped up together. Well, we're learning from Jesus' own prayer life about prayer this week. We've looked at so many great passages. Today I want to look at what Jesus said to Simon Peter just before he went to be betrayed. He said in Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." Simon, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. You know that Simon Peter knew from that statement that a really big trial was heading his way in life. Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But, Jesus says, "I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail." And Jesus' confidence that his prayer would be heard comes out. "And you, when once you have turned again, you come through that trial. Strengthen your brothers. Encourage others too." You know, the reality is, in your life, you will never face any trial in life that Jesus' prayers for you have not already covered. Jesus is interceding with the Father on your behalf in glory right now. He sees your life. He knows what's coming up, and He's already praying for you. What better prayer partner could you have than Jesus Christ, even if no one else is praying for you? Jesus is. He's your greatest prayer warrior. He constantly lifts you up to God the Father. Even before you face your trial, He sees it, and He knows that you need His help in it. God may allow Satan to attack you. He may allow difficult things in your life, just like He did for Peter. But He doesn't leave you without help. He focuses His prayer on your faith. "I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail." He knows that your faith is the key to your perseverance. When you're going through tough times, that's when you need most of all to trust God. In times of trial, you have to trust His purpose, that He hasn't forgotten you, that He loves you and sees the big picture of your life, and that He will walk through your pain with you, and He'll strengthen you. You know, in times of failure, when you've sinned and you don't feel like you could ever approach God again, you must trust in the nature of His mercy and grace. He has said that if you confess your sins, He will forgive them. Trust in His promise today. Turn to Him. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.